This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. HOA rules often prevent residents from installing or using fire-resistant building materials. Now, a bill that would get rid of those rules is advancing at the state capitol. A Senate committee on Tuesday signed off on the bill after hearing testimony from firefighters, wildfire experts, and frustrated residents. Researchers say some HOAs and neighborhood associations have design rules that can make homes more vulnerable, including cedar shingles and wooden fences. A single fence was linked to 100 homes that caught fire during the 2021 Marshall Fire. The bill now goes to the full state Senate. A new virtual approach is improving outcomes for Colorado heart attack patients. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Rehab reduces the risk of another heart attack for people recovering from one, but many don't do it because of financial or transportation hurdles. Kaiser Permanente gave patients a smartwatch and remote blood pressure monitoring system, which sent data to a medical record. Dr. Lucas Marzek, a cardiologist, says a patient meets a provider remotely to go over rehab, exercise, and nutrition.
This program gives patients who have had a heart episode better outcomes with fewer barriers to care. And we think it's an example of how we can innovate toward more accessible, equitable, and affordable healthcare.
He says research shows more patients complete rehab using the program. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Workers at two more Starbucks cafes in Colorado took the first steps toward unionizing Tuesday. CPR's Lauren Antonoff Hart has more.
Employees from Starbucks locations in Longmont and Lakewood are demanding wage increases, fairer scheduling, and policies that address discrimination and harassment on the job. They join workers at 11 other Colorado Starbucks locations who have organized over the last 3 years. Employees have accused the company of union busting. Starbucks denies those allegations. I'm Lauren Antonoff Hart, CPR News.